So today is the day that Harley Davidson is going to release the Deadwood. It's going to be another gorgeous day here in the Ozarks. Yesterday was perfect riding weather. So 2026 Harley Davidson Deadwood. That's what we're going to talk about today. I've got to get to work. So it's time to gear up first. Harley Davidson just released the Deadwood. And I'd planned on doing a video about what I expected the Deadwood to be, but they beat me to the punch and have dropped it already. And they released it today. In this video, we're going to talk about what I was kind of expecting, what I thought it was going to be, what came out, and who this bike is for. When you hear the name Deadwood, you know, if you're like me, you think of Deadwood, South Dakota. You think of the TV show about the Old West in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Switching. But only one, Woo. One. Not two.
You think about the numerous times that you've stayed in Deadwood or in that area when you went to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. It is a very traditional part of the Sturgis and Black Hills area. When I say traditional, I mean it looks like an old west town in places and stuff. It still has that kind of feel and vibe downtown, you know, brick streets, that kind of stuff. I was kind of going through the models that have been cut, the bikes that we've had historically in the last 10 years from Harley Davidson, and I thought maybe the Deluxe that was cut after 2020 would make a return. That was what I was thinking might be Deadwood. It was kind of a classic styled looking cruiser. A lot of people really thought it was a more classic look bike than a lot of the other cruisers in the lineup these days. And we're disappointed when it was cut, and we're hoping that it would make a comeback. Here's some photos of the Deluxe in 2020, and it looks like these were taken in Deadwood. So, you know, I think that may have been why I kind of just had that impression. I think that bike does fit that feel. Unfortunately, that is not exactly what we got. Now, the other bike I thought they might base a Deadwood off of, besides the Deluxe, would be the Heritage. That is a current model. It's probably the most traditional looking Harley Davidson that you could make more of an old school looking bike out of. They've used it for an Icon model in the past, so I think it would make sense as well. Those were my thoughts before I found out what they were releasing. Before I go any further, leave me a comment down below. Let me know what you think model would be better to base a bike named the Deadwood off of. A Deluxe, bring it back, or use an existing Heritage. I know using existing Heritage is probably easier for the motor company, and we're going to talk about what the Deadwood is. I got to get some work done, but when I get home, we're going to run through the Deadwood, what it offers, and who I think it is most suited for. Hey guys, I'm home, and we're going to go down the shop and talk about what the Deadwood is. But before I do that, I just wanted to ask you, what did you guys think of the audio in that MotoVlog segment today? I've been working on my setup, working on my mics and everything, and I think I'm getting it pretty well dialed in. I'll be doing more on-bike content as I do bike reviews and things like that. So just trying to do the best job for you guys I can. Let me know what you think of it. What the Deadwood is, to me, is a Heritage Softail that has been stripped to give it a very unique look. They say this look is inspired by the bikes that people were riding to Sturgis and Deadwood and riding around the Black Hills on post-World War II in the 50s. Stripped away of bags and windshields and sissy bars and things like that. Now, this does have a windshield, but it is a chopped lower windshield. So it looks like from the video you're going to be able to see over the windshield, not look through it, but it's going to take some of that wind off your chest probably. But it's only about even with the handlebars from what I can tell in the video. I don't have a full spec sheet, so I don't know the exact height. Now, it is important to note, this bike is only available in the U.S. and Canada. They're not making it overseas and shipping it overseas. Much like the Super Glide, I know that's going to disappoint some people, I think anyway. So when I say this thing is a Heritage, it's a blacked out Heritage. So black floorboards, black handlebars, black risers, black exhaust, black upper rocker covers. Only the lower rockers and the push rod tubes were left chrome. The buckets for the lighting, blacked out. The trim around the rear turn signals, blacked out. You get the idea. It's a blacked out Heritage, but without the bags. They did away with the trim around the fenders as well, which I think is good. They even outfitted this bike with a tuck and roll solo seat that looks to me like it might have come off of a street bob. What do you think? Now, one thing about this, they've also lowered the rear suspension to give it more of a slammed look, and that's really brought the seat height down. We're at 25.5 inches, and that is the lowest seat height of any Softail in the lineup other than the Super Glide that came in at 25.2, which is a limited edition version. This is not an icon model. It is not a limited edition run, as far as I know. Based on everything in the press release, that does not appear to be the case. It only comes in one color, denim black, and it's got a typography that they say is kind of Western-based. So they're kind of trying to give that Old West feel with a blacked out bike, black denim paint, 5-gallon tank. Of course, we're still going to have that modern gauge in there because we're still getting all of that technology like ride modes, including rain, road, and sport. We're getting the traction control, the anti-lock brakes, the ABS, cornering, all of that other technology, rider safety aids. It's all still there, but it's just kind of hidden in this more traditional looking gauge cluster. The motor on this is the 117 Classic, same as the Heritage, which I think is a 98 horsepower and 120 foot-pounds of torque at the crank, not the rear wheel. Some people felt the Heritage, because it's a bike that could be ridden two up, should have got one of the other variants that are a little more performance-oriented. But let me tell you, I really don't feel that way. You think about it this way. A Road Glide or Street Glide might have a little more hump out of the 117 in those, but they're a lot bigger and heavier bikes, and people ride those two up all day long. So I think this 117 Classic is going to provide plenty of power for riding two up if that's something someone decides to do by changing out the seat. Of course, it's solo to begin with, so it really doesn't matter, that aspect of it. But I just want people to understand that the Classic is no slouch. It's just tuned differently for the characteristics of the bike. This is tuned maybe a little less aggressively. You're probably not trying to rip canyons and race on a Heritage like you might be on a Lowrider S. You get what I'm saying? I hope so. I want to take a minute and thank Beyond Riders for sponsoring today's video. If you guys aren't familiar with Beyond Riders, they make Kevlar-lined armored riding gear that doesn't look like track gear. So this is one of their mesh shirts for summer riding. It's also got an ultra-reflective shoulder pads at back on it to help you be seen at night. This is great for these summer months when it's starting to get warm. Now, in the spring and fall, I prefer the flannel. It's my favorite. Got pockets on the inside. One of my other favorite features is this eyeglass cleaning case. If you're like me, you know that this is a lifesaver sometimes. Always having this with you. Now, don't worry. If you ride somewhere where it gets really cold, but you still ride, they got something for you too. This is their soft shell jacket. Now, I like this one because it's not a hoodie, so I don't have that bunched up on the back of my helmet when I'm riding in cold weather with a full face. So this is my cold weather go-to from Beyond Riders. If you're interested in this Beyond Riders gear, you can save a few bucks with the coupon code I have in the description down below. And again, I want to thank Beyond Riders for supporting the channel year after year. They make great products, and I actually wear these products when I ride, especially long distance. So stay safe, stay protected, wear good gear. Even though they've slammed that rear suspension down to give it a lower profile, give it a more slammed look, we still have 3.4 inches of travel in the rear suspension. And without the saddlebags on there, this bike has more of the old hardtail look. Kind of like some of the Evo late 80s softtails. I mean, everybody looks at this bike and it has that hardtail look. This has a 7-inch headlamp and the passing lamps from the Heritage. That's why I feel like it is basically a Heritage that's been stripped and modified. We have floorboards. I like the ergonomics of the Heritage. I got to ride it for a couple days in 2024 when we went to Daytona Bike Week on our honeymoon and Harley loaned us motorcycles. And I rode the Heritage for 2 or 3 days and I had a newfound respect. I really didn't much care about the Heritage before then. But after riding it for a couple days, I get it. Bike has great ergonomics, great comfort, good power. It's a bike you can ride around town on comfortably. And yet, if you need to go take a long trip, you want to go blast out a couple hundred miles, you want to stay all night in a motel, you need a place to pack your stuff, the Heritage has got all of that from the factory. It's one of the few bikes that I feel you could go touring on out of the factory with the way to set up seat, handlebars, ergonomics, all that stuff. In fact, it's probably a bike I ought to do the 1,000 miles and 48-hour trip on like I did the CVOST. Just see how it really feels through the twisties and touring off of it, riding a bike that hard for 48 hours. If that's content you guys would like to see, let me know. Maybe I can talk Harley-Davidson into another loaner. Now, we do have single front disc brakes and a single brake in the rear. We have tubeless spoke wheels, which I think are great. It allows us to have TPMS. I'm a huge fan of TPMS. I'm just telling you now, I like a bike to have TPMS. I used to run a little valve stem Bluetooth system from Phobo on older bikes before I had TPMS with my new touring model and stuff like that. We still run them on April's Sport Glide because that bike doesn't have TPMS. I have a set of them on my Dyna. So the one thing we haven't talked about yet is price. Where does this bike come in at on price? Well, it comes in at $18,000. Now, I heard this bike was priced very aggressively. You may not feel like $18,000 is priced aggressively, but let's compare it to the Heritage as it sits before this model came out. A solo trim package Heritage was right at 20 grand, and you got a one-up seat on that, and you got dark billiard gray, and you got mag wheels, but you did get saddlebags. If you wanted to go up to a two-up model in vivid black with lace wheels, you would be looking at $23,000, just a little over that, for basically this bike and a two-up setup with saddlebags. For $5,000, I can put a two-up seat on it, and I can put saddlebags on it if I want. And I can pick them to be the style I want. The Heritage saddlebags didn't exactly appeal to me for the styling. Could I live with them? Yeah. But the modern ones, just something about the leather work on them and stuff that was trying to look older but still be kind of modern just really didn't fit for me. But if I was looking for a soft tail right now, I would consider this bike. And then getting into it at $18,000, you know, I don't like to look through a windshield anyway. I want to look over it, so the chopped windshield doesn't bother me. My wife rides her own all the time, so solo seat doesn't bother me. The denim black would be the only thing I'd have to really see in person to decide. And I'm not a big denim paint guy, but that doesn't mean you're not. You may love denim paint, and you may think this looks great. For all of those people that have been saying that Harley-Davidson needs to go back to launching the new models during Sturgis, well, guess what? This bike is going to be debuted at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally on August 7th for public viewing at their setup there in Sturgis. So if you're going to Sturgis this year, go by and check this bike out. I thought that was kind of a cool thing that they're doing. So they have been listening to you guys. We're just not launching all of the new models there. Again, I think new models are probably going to come late October, early November, depending on when Eichmann is. Last year, I was pretty close, so we'll see what happens again this year. What's left to talk about? Who this bike is for. Who is maybe the target consumer for it. And I have an opinion or two about it, because there are some things about it that are somewhat notable compared to the rest of the bikes in the Softail lineup. So, for one, if you're looking to go touring, you're probably going to have to do the backrest. You're going to probably have to do bags. If you're looking for an afternoon around town bike, you know, Lake of the Ozarks is 100 miles from me. This is the kind of bike I could run up to the Lake of the Ozarks, have lunch, tool around, ride home on, and I don't need a saddlebag. If anything, I just need a place to bungee cord up my jacket if it gets too hot and I want to take it off. I think that wouldn't be hard to do. Other person this bike might be really ideal for is someone who's vertically challenged. I was speaking to someone at the Hogs for Dogs event I went to yesterday. Guy who bought a Heritage. His wife is vertically challenged, but after riding with him a little bit, she's thinking she might want her own bike. She's never really rode on a bike until just recently, and already she has got the bug and she's looking for a bike, but they're finding it hard for her to find anything that she can sit on and flat foot because she's only 5 foot tall. So someone who's vertically challenged might find this 25.5 inch seat height a plus. Again, this is the lowest seat height in the Softail outside of the Super Glide. Lower than the Street Bob, lower than the Heritage, lower than the old Slim, lower than the Deluxe was. So they've really gone to some effort here to bring that down. I think if you're looking for an afternoon cruiser, you like the blacked out look, if you're vertically challenged, you should definitely be considering this bike and you should be checking it out when you go to the dealership to see the new models. But what I want to know is, what do you guys think? Do you think $18,000 is a good price point for what this bike is, considering it's basically $5,000 less than a black Heritage with lace wheels? they just took off the saddlebags and the two-up seat and pegs. I mean, to me, that feels like they're going in the right direction again with their pricing. Tell me what you think. If you guys like this video, please give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. If you dig this kind of content, maybe subscribe to the channel. If you do, don't forget to ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.